There we go. Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy here. Hey, it's Friday. It's Mother's Day weekend. Yay. One more day of gray, and then it's going to be a wonderful weekend. Yay. And that's the deal. Good night. I mean, I'm done. Done my job.
Yeah, you are done. Yeah. You are done. Nothing's working on your end.
That's okay. You know, sometimes you just like, hey, everything's great. And then as soon as you think that, then everything starts to go to...
You know, and I was just thinking that the other day. I'm like, wow, we've had no issues in the studio with technical issues. And then this morning, Scott's like, yeah, this computer ain't working. His main computer that he needs.
Okay, wow. Gotcha. And I'm conversing with my engineer via text right now. And he's giving me step-by-step instructions on what to do.
Okay, very good.
So we're good. So, okay, other than that, it's Friday. We're going to kick off the weekend. We got lots of things to do this morning. But I think the most important thing right now is everybody's looking to see what's it going to be like this weekend for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to get rid of it. It's going to be, you know, mainly dry today for the morning. And then cloudy skies, maybe a sprinkle overnight. But by tomorrow, mostly sunny, milder, 67 degrees.
Okay.
Sunny, rain-free, 68 on Mother's Day.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And then next week, it's supposed to be really nice,
Monday,
right?
Yeah, Monday 80 and then back to normal temperatures, like 60, which 70, is? 65-ish, 60s.
Okay.
Yeah, won't be too bad. Yeah. It's not like, you know, starting Monday, it's going to be 80 and then it's going to be 80 from here on in. So just one day of close to 80 degrees.
But it's nice.
It's going to be beautiful. I'm excited getting to do the Lilac Festival Parade tomorrow morning. 10:30 kickoff down at the corner of the Highland Park there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. I'm going to get to do that. And then
celebrating 30 years of doing that, by the way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'll toot your horn for you.
I can't believe that. I can't believe
it. We should have planned it better. Snuck up on you that it was 30 years. I mean, that deserves some kind of celebratory something or other, right?
Well, I mean... partially my fault. I'm like, hey, I haven't heard from the parade guys. I went to text them, pull up a text from last year. Oh, hey, it's the parade guys. This is from like November. I think what day was Thanksgiving on? Was it November 24th?
Okay.
23rd, 26th, something like that. It was right around that. So it was like crazy time. And they're, oh, hey, we're not doing the parade anymore. We lost the contract. We're not doing it. Somebody else is doing it.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, man, thanks. You know, I was just and totally out of sight, out of mind.
And then just assumed it. It's your gig.
And I went, I'm like, and then I had to, you know, find all the people that were involved again. And they're like, oh, yes, please. So thank you, Connor, who texted me last night saying that I'm going to share you the scripts and everything's going to be. I'm like, listen, man, don't stress. I've done this more than you have. Give it to me when you get there in the morning.
Oh, you didn't say that, did you?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Oh, my God. You're never going to be invited back. This is your last one. You don't say I've done it more than you.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, God.
No, I just told him, don't stress about getting all this stuff to me ahead of time. I'm like, just throw it at me when you get there.
If you're a young employee... and someone says that to you, that would be offensive, right?
I would never say that, even if it's true. Okay, I would never say that. Okay. Oh, God, no. That would be like, I'd just be like, no.
Okay.
You never flaunt your legend of how much longer you've been doing it than they have. You never do that.
I thought you would say it in innocence, like not to be condescending.
No.
I could see you saying it just
not
out
even
of the
by
fact
mistake.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
he says to me, he goes, hey, I'm going to work to send you the lineup for the bios and then this evening. I'm like, but thanks. But I said, don't stress about it. You can even just give it to me just before the parade that morning. Yeah. Make it easy on yourself. So we're good. You know me, wing it.
Yeah.
It's okay. So we're good. So yay. The weekend is on. We're ready to go. I have guests. My cousin Chris and Tracy are staying. They stayed last night. Tonight and Saturday night. So they're leaving Sunday morning.
Mm.
So for like, it'll be kind of like house guests till Mother's Day morning. So I got to finish up what Ellie and I were planning today and get that locked and loaded, ready to go for Sunday.
But you can't tell us because,
no,
yeah. Okay.
No,
okay. Okay.
No. All right. Okay, coming up on 6 now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Now that we're caught up on
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning. Happy Friday on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spaziano and Sandy, 6 o'clock hour. Good morning. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. And yesterday, if you, during, what was it, 12:30, 1 o'clock?
It
happened. It came down. Here's what it sounded like, and we'll tell you what it is. That is the moment that Pope Leo the 14th stepped out onto the balcony at the Vatican and how the crowd reacted. It was chillingly wild. It was I actually happened to turn the TV on and they're you know, they're waiting.
And you saw it. Yeah,
they after doing the smoke, I'm like, oh, how long is this gonna be? You know, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm like, oh, hey,
there he is.
It was cool.
American born Pope.
How's that?
Dual citizenship. He lives in Peru now doing, you know, his Pope
work. Yeah, missionary work down there, became bishop. Yeah. It was he graduated from Villanova.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay, it was very moving to see how many people got emotional.
Yeah, it was wild.
I didn't I don't know if I expected that. I don't know if I loved it. It was great to see how many people were so interested in it and moved to tears.
It was like a Taylor Swift concert.
People were like, yes.
It was awesome.
Right. Take the crowd and guess, is this a Taylor Swift concert or a Pope announcement?
Right.
But even just in everyday life, not just what we saw on TV, just in everyday life, people were getting really emotional when they were talking about it.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I don't remember it being... Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was like, wow.
So why did you cry? You're not really,
religious, but. Yeah, I am Catholic and practice on the holidays. It's so bad.
Yeah. But like, what moved you so much?
It brought me back to my days in the church. Listen to me. When I was an altar boy for 7 years, saw so much of that pomp and circumstance. And was fascinated, always fascinated by the Vatican and having been there once. Before was cool, and I don't know, it's just it was like, even if you're not Catholic, it gave you hope, you know, like people, I don't know what it was, it not as much religion but positivity. It was cool.
I a terrible person for not even thinking to cry? I mean,
what,
I thought
think
it was
to cry.
Well, I
don't
like
think
I did
to cry.
I didn't think this was a crying event, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I get it. If you're in the church, you get emotional. Those Italians, they're very emotional. I've been to Italy. My family lives there. I get it. But I didn't think everyday life I'd be talking to a friend and all of a sudden they get emotional. I'm like, what? Oh,
you know,
I have no heart.
I think. Yeah, no, you don't. You're very emotionless when it comes to that stuff. I don't know. Maybe it was also the fact that. Like seconds before, it was like the first American Pope that triggered me. And
it triggered you with what? Pride?
Yeah. Like surprise and happiness and like, wow. And like, wow, my God. And just all of these layers started falling in on it.
Do you remember? Because we've seen this before, right? When I was a kid, it wasn't Pope Francis. There was a change over to, I don't remember it being, maybe
Benedict.
I was too young.
Well, the last Pope was 12 years ago.
Well, no, that I wasn't too young. What's my excuse? How come I wasn't as memorable as this one?
Yeah.
This one feels very memorable.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember the other one from Benedict to Francis? That transition?
What,
I don't remember it being so like,
I don't know.
Maybe I
remember
just
there was hoopla and that iconic smokestack, you know, thing and the whole package and people waiting. And
but do you remember to be like this? Is it because we need even more hope now with everything going on?
That could be. Yeah.
As far as how, I don't know. It's just a weird spot we're in now, right?
Yeah. The world is way different than it was last time a Pope came into whatever that is.
So office. Now a lot of people, some people pointed out that this Pope, Pope Leo, presented himself in the traditional attire that he needs to wear, and mm-hmm. I don't know the technical name for it. So
yeah.
Excuse me.
Cassock and, yeah, right.
The red, mm-hmm. the big red. But Pope Francis was totally the opposite. He was very different, very humble, very, mm-hmm. you know, I live a life of penury and just to serve. Did you almost just for a split second judge? Because everybody was like, oh, Pope Francis, he's so wonderful. He's going against the tradition and trying to tone it down with the lavish
life.
He was
the humblest of all humble.
Right. And now, did you almost expect Leo to follow those footsteps, Pope Leo?
In a way, because he was kind of his right-hand man. He was like the head of all the bishops, this new Pope Leo. Was like the head of all the bishops. So he was like way high up, and he met with the Pope once a week. But I think the name that he took is rooted, the last Pope Leo was rooted in the basics like Francis was into.
But he came out
in the colors.
Basics.
Yeah, he came out in the colors. Yeah. That didn't bug me. It didn't even faze me. I didn't even think about that.
Well, not that bug you. Bug you is the wrong word. But just think about it. Notice it. Notice it. Because I wonder how much, I mean, that probably went through his mind, right? He's like, okay, do I follow the footsteps and live, like, not the lavish life that I could? Or
well, no, it's the only
do
one
I go for tradition?
It's the only one that fit. When I was an altar boy, in back behind, you know, where we come out to the altar, it was like the staging area office slash where they kept the host and the wine, and it was like a giant C-shaped walkway from one side of the altar to the other. It's like backstage.
Yeah.
And there's a cabinet. You open it up, and then all of the priests' different cassocks were hanging there, and he'd be like, let's see, we're going to do this one today, and then the altar boys ones, the red ones with the white thing over it, those are all lined up, and there's different sizes, and I always had to find the right size. One day, my size wasn't...
Could they find a
Well, I was a kid. One day, my size wasn't there, and I had to, the only other one was longer, and it was, like, way longer than me, and I kept tripping on it when I was on the altar. I had to keep picking it up like a skirt when I was walking around.
Because, you know, you tend to lean more on the shorter side. So that's what that's how I anticipated that story.
I was nine, Sandra. I hadn't hit my full height.
You're the same height.
Yeah, still. Yeah.
All right.
Very cool. So the first American pope. And it was really cool. I was waiting for him to speak English. But he didn't. He started in Italian.
He's in Rome.
Then he said, I'm going to switch over to Spanish. Then he spoke in Spanish for a while. And then he's like, I'm out. I'm like, oh, wait, aren't you good? I finally found an interview with him talking, like speaking in his American English voice. But he nailed. He's fluent in German, Italian, Spanish, Latin. He's all these languages. It's pretty cool. So there you go. That's the deal.
The buzz.
And you got to put this question out there.
Okay.
And you could stay anonymous if you want to call into the show and let us know who that family member is in your life that just gives you the ick. Like when they talk, you're like, please stop. Please stop.
Okay, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Who'd you find?
We're going to play a game called Ick or Inspiring.
Okay.
I'm going to play this audio clip now. I might not even have to tell you who it is because her voice is so distinct. But it's an interview with Meghan Markle.
Okay.
Like, you know, the Princess Meghan Markle, like, you know.
Prince Harry, Meghan Markle.
Yeah, she's not a princess, though, right? Because they moved away from that. But
I don't
get
know.
It.
Whatever. Okay, you want to hear it? Here we go.
That man loves me so much. And, you know, look what we've built. We've built a beautiful life, and we have two healthy, beautiful children. And, you know, and I always think about it like the end of Super Mario Brothers when you get to the final level, and what's the goal in Super Mario? They're like, slay the dragon, save the princess. I'm like, that's my husband. He's just out there just constant, like he's just going to do whatever he can to make sure that our family is safe and protected and we're uplifted and and still make time for date nights.
Do you think you'll be married forever?
Yes. He's also a fox, if you haven't noticed. My husband's very, very handsome.
Oh, God!
His heart is even more beautiful.
I can't take it. Okay.
Like, I love when people are happy, but that gave me so much ick.
Really?
That's all I can think about is her family, her in-laws, like the royal family, is probably like, please stop talking.
Wait a second.
Even her husband is probably like, would you please Don't compare our relationship to freaking Super Mario and slaying the dragons.
Listen, I'm not trying to be like opposite, but I thought that was wonderful.
No, you did not.
I did. It was romantic. God. It was gushy. It was like,
it sounded so fake and scripted. It didn't sound like she was ducking from her heart.
Zero emotion. Like, you probably never gushed like that about your husband. That's why you get the ick.
Okay, you are the Meghan Markle. You're the Meghan Markle of the family. If I went to any of your family members and said, who gives you the ick? They'll be like, Scott.
If my wife talked like that, like, I'd pass out. I would pass out.
Can we call your wife? Wait, can we call your wife and feed her her lines?
Yeah, she'll be really happy. You call her. You call her at this time of the morning.
I mean, okay, so let's go line by line here. Ick or inspiring? Anyone want to play along? 818-2899.
That man loves me so much. And, you know, look what we've built. We've built a beautiful life, and we have two healthy, beautiful children. And
okay.
All right, stop.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, that man loves me so much. That right there is like, that bothered me. The whole we built, look at our beautiful family. Okay, that's just recognizing what you have and showing appreciation. But don't say it in an interview, because not everybody has what you have, which is you have a lot.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sandy sounded a little catty this morning, didn't she?
I feel so guilty saying it out loud, but I can't help myself.
Really judgy catty.
No, I got to go with Sandy on this one. And typically, Scott, I'm all about you. And I agree with you 99.9% of the time. But Sandy, complete ick. I have a garbage can by my desk. I'm ready to pass,
right?
Give me a break.
Okay, all right.
I can see the blood dripping from your ears right now.
It's killing me. Ice pick in the ear.
I just got a text from our beloved Italian Rihanna, BuzzFam.
Yeah. Yeah.
She says, I'm more upset than she said that the point of Super Mario was to display a dragon. There's no dragons in Mario Brothers.
But it sounded so forced. That's funny. That's funny. Okay, play along with us. Yeah. Ick or inspiring? Right, okay, go to the next line, Scotty.
You know, and I always think about it like, the end of Super Mario Brothers, when you get to the final level, and what's the goal in Super Mario? They're like, slay the dragon, save the princess. I'm like, that's my husband.
Okay, ick or inspiring?
Ick.
But wait, there's more.
He's just out there just constant, like he's just going to do whatever he can to make sure that our family is safe and protected and we're uplifted and still make time for date nights.
Oh, God, if she didn't say the date night part, that could have been okay. Date nights.
Well, no, she did the point counterpoint thing on that.
It might be the inflection she uses. It might be.
She definitely got dreamy on descriptions here.
Do you think you'll be married?
It's like Sandy said, it's too forced. It's ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah, it really felt like it was so scripted. It was like, oh, God, Prince Harry is probably like.
Forever? Yes. He's also a fox, if you haven't noticed.
My husband's very, very handsome.
He's a ginge.
Okay.
Exactly.
If you haven't noticed. No, you know what? His brother got all the attention, and we all know that. His brother was the dreamy one when we were growing up, right?
What?
Yes.
The other prince?
Yes. Right?
No.
Don't you agree?
Harry was the one, everybody. Oh, really? Prince?
No.
Was
no.
It was
no, he's
Harry.
A ginge.
Yeah. Everyone against, loved Prince William.
Nothing against gingers. I'm sorry.
Okay, we love you
thank
and
you.
Appreciate you.
Who says? What's your name?
Actually, it's Christine Spazzano.
What? Are we related?
Yeah. I don't think so. We met years ago. We met years and years ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
cool.
God. Christine, tell people that you're related.
No,
do you?
She
have
doesn't.
You?
No, she doesn't. I
try to get out
no,
of a speeding
no,
ticket
no,
or anything?
No, she denies it. She's like, nope, nope. No, no, just coincidence.
That's Scott Spazzano. He slays
Scott,
the dragons.
We could be because I'm a little height deprived too. So you know,
I love you. All right, you're now my cousin Christine. Okay, thanks, babe.
I love that. Goodbye. Have a great day, guys.
You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Susanna Sandy, happy Friday. Happy Mother's Day weekend. How important is Mother's Day and that smattering of celebrations throughout the year? Is it to you? Is it to you?
Yeah, well, it's a great question to lead into this conversation because there are a lot of people in Rochester who are going to want to be in Henrietta on Mother's Day. And they're going to change up their plans and they're going to try to convince Mom, hey, here's a great idea for Mother's Day weekend. Now, if Mom is not on board with this, who is the selfish person? So,
are you telling me that millions of people are going to go to the Dick's reopening on Henrietta?
Because of what they have, yes.
What do they have?
Maybe not millions of people, but there's going to be a good number of people trying to convince Mom this is what we should do on Mother's Day. So, why are you laughing?
Because that doesn't matter.
Your laugh is so condescending sometimes.
Any store, if any person that wants to go to a store grand reopening instead of on Mother's Day.
It's not the store. It's what the store is going to have to celebrate.
Oh, well, what is it?
Yes. Okay. So the new Dick's in Henrietta.
It
was at Marketplace Mall. It moved out of Marketplace Mall, moved just down the street, still in Henrietta. It's at the old Christmas tree shop.
Yeah.
Okay. This weekend, Dalton Kincaid will be there on Saturday.
From Bills.
From the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
And Khalil Shakur will be there on Sunday, Mother's Day, at the Dick's grand opening. From the Buffalo Bills.
How's his mom feel about that?
Now, you have to have a wristband. There's only going to be 250 wristbands distributed. First come, first serve, starting at 9 a.m. for Kincaid and 10 a.m. for Khalil.
Okay.
So, again, if you have already Mother's Day plans and you found out about this and you're a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, and you try to convince Mom, hey, Mom, here's the thing. Some moms will be totally all about it. Some moms are bigger fans than the rest of the family.
Sure.
If you're not in one of those situations.
Who's the selfish one?
If the family,
one?
Right.
Right.
Mm. Who is the selfish one? Because if my family said this to me, and said, oh my God, we got to, it's just an hour, which you know it's not just an hour because you got to get there early. It's first come, first serve. It's going to be chaos, right?
Right, yeah.
So it's going to be half of the day. Half of the day is gone. I would let them go, but I am not tagging along, and I will make sure they know that I'm hurt.
So you'd be mad.
Yeah.
And now, what will they be doing?
Does it make me selfish? I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be selfish, yeah.
Why?
Because.
You just said that because you want to make me the selfish one.
No, because, like, really, for the years I've known you, all you want to do is just, like, nothing. You just want to just, like,
yeah, but I don't want you to choose Dalton and Khalil over me. Granted, they're probably more athletic.
Than you?
than me. More popular.
I don't know. I mean, if you get soured that your family wants to go meet the Bills on Mother's Day, I don't know. Do you have every right to command them? Because it's your day. Not really.
What's your opinion?
I think you'd be a little selfish to do that.
Wait, you're calling Mom selfish when it's Mom's day and the family wants to go see this stranger instead of hang out with Mom, and you said Mom is selfish?
That's why I asked how important is Mother's Day to you. That's why this whole question came up.
It doesn't matter. It's like, it's your
obviously
day.
Obviously, it's more important than anything else. In your mind, your family needs to be at your feet the entire day.
No, it's not. The family
to celebrate
has to be at
you.
Your feet. It is like, it just hurts a little bit when you're choosing that instead of Mother's Day.
Hi, the Buzz.
Well, good morning.
Hello.
I just have to tell you that we got to put a spin on this.
Oh.
Because you know what? If we send them off to Dick's for half a day, guess what half a day Mom gets?
Yeah. Peace and quiet. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Yeah, but
Mother's Day yet.
Yeah.
Fired up, Trish. Don't you agree, though, that it should be Mom's idea to let them go? Not their idea to convince Mom. It feels weird if it's...
you know, you have to find out about it, right? So they got to tell you about it. But yeah, you're right. I would jump right on board. So you guys should go.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
I will never let you forget this, but go.
Best Mother's Day gift ever. Silence.
Exactly.
Fired up,
exactly.
Trish.
Yay.
Happy Mother's Day, babe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, glorious Friday morning. It's a weekend here. It's Pisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. And, wow, here we are. We have a new pope. We've got a beautiful day. They call
Happy
him
Mother's Day weekend.
Yeah, that too. I just saw that they back in Chicago, they used to call him Father Rob.
Oh, okay.
First American pope ever. Pretty cool.
All right, here's the question that I'm putting out there. Is there a house that no matter what the price, you would never live in? You won't move into it. Because there's a house in Webster that just sold for $1 million. I mean, it is a beautiful home. At least on the outside. I didn't see the inside, but it's a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are saying there's no way I would ever live in that house.
Why is that?
So is there, though, a house that you would never live in? Like someone died in it, would that bother you?
Oh, yeah, you know, and money was no object?
Yeah, okay. Is there anything?
If I had to, like, redo the room because it was, like, so bad because something died in it, somebody died in it, I'd probably wait. Yeah,
Walking away from the death house.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people right now listening that are living in a house that someone died in.
Well, yeah, that, yeah.
What kind of death? Can they go peacefully? That doesn't bother you?
Yeah, no.
Is it like
that,
a murder scene?
No, that's fine.
That
a murder scene I'd probably not be cool with.
Okay,
I'd just
well,
be worried
about this?
Bad juju in there.
What about this? What about a drug house? The house that's the talk of the neighborhood.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
What do you mean a drug house?
Well, so nearly 5,400 square foot home on the corner of Lake Road and Bay Road. Said to have been involved in commissioning narcotics traffic violations.
Oh, okay.
Has just sold for $1 million.
Okay.
Do you know what house I'm talking about?
I think so.
Like
it's on the corner there.
House.
Yeah, it's on the corner there. They used to have like huge Christmas decorations. I remember seeing that.
Yes, that's what everyone said, that they are, like, they haven't seen the Christmas decorations in quite some time. And they're like, I wonder what happened. Well, this is what happened. They got popped for allegedly involved in drug trafficking.
When I think of drug house, I think of something that's, like, contaminated and like, you know, like, run down and boarded up. And
this,
people going in through the basement. You know,
okay,
to
so
drugs.
This
that's
is a different type.
Yeah.
This, the house was built. So I guess there was a fire. The house had a fire at one point in time, and then when it was rebuilt, it was built into this massive mansion.
Okay.
And now, I mean, the way it's looking to be, and I don't know if any crime has been proven, but the way it's looking to be, it's like that money was from drugs, selling drugs, and that's how.
Oh, that's how they got the high lifestyle.
Yes.
Nice.
So part of the whole legal case or whatever happened in court. They had to give up the house, forfeit the house, and now there's a new owner, bought it for $1 million.
Okay, yeah. So it was foreclosed on, and they took the house, and now it's that would not deter me. Absolutely no.
The house was built on drug money.
No, that wouldn't deter me.
And everybody's talking about it.
No. Mm-mm. No problem.
It?
No problem with it. None whatsoever.
Okay.
Why?
I do. Well, even just the idea that everybody's talking about that house. Now people are going to be driving by your house. Now it's your house. And they're going to be curious and wondering. And they're going to linger around your house and kind of see
linger.
Activity.
People like do like the star tours, the double-decker buses with people saying, and
listen,
this is a house that was.
People are lingering around my house just because I'm doing a little mini renovation. Like, people love to linger. Neighbors linger.
So,
they want
why,
the gossip.
I mean, if anything, any inside renovations I do, even though the house isn't that old when it was built, I remember that. Maybe if I'm changing something around there, I might find some money in the walls or something. So,
would you do with that money? Would you turn it over?
No.
What if you bought the house and the police are like, listen, if you find any money, you have to turn it
over? Well, of course, then I'd have to turn it over.
No, you wouldn't. You would lie.
Then I'd make the news. Then they'd take my house, and then
we don't know. You don't. You don't have to.
Double decker buses would be coming by the house again when somebody else buys it. Nah.
You don't have to say it. You say, I didn't find anything.
Yeah. How about you? Why wouldn't you buy this?
Oh, my God. You know why I wouldn't buy it? Because somebody, when I was reading the comments about this, and everybody's talking about this house at Webster because it was such an eye-catching house, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were some people, and I don't know if this is true, but they're like, do you know what the taxes are on that house? $29,000.
What?
Honey, I ain't spending $29,000 on
taxes.
Okay, never
mind. No, that's a lot.
I'm not playing that game.
I live not too far from there, and they're only like eight.
Well, your house isn't $1 million.
And it's,
no,
yeah, it's not 5,400 square feet. I know exactly. But, you know, it's funny because the houses all around there are big, giant, mansion-y things, too.
Could you ever live, even if I had the money to live in a massive house like that, maybe for a week it would be nice to be like, oh, my God, this is my house. Mm-hmm. But that's it. The minute I get that tax bill, I'm out. Even if I could afford it. That would drive me insane. There's
you?
No way I could stomach it.
I'm so surprised.
You can never pay that off.
That's like, not
that's
like
a forever. I don't think it's just me. I think there's a lot of people who would opt for a
but
nice,
but it's all relative, Sandy.
If you're buying house.
If you're buying the house, you know what you're in for. It's not like a surprise. Nobody ever told me that.
I didn't
that
say
it's
it was a surprise. I'm just saying I could never, even if I had the money.
Yeah.
Stomach that. I would rather opt for the small, little, humble house.
You go, girl. We'll see you up on the
so
lake.
So I guess you don't agree. Okay. Could you imagine $29,000?
Crazy. Hey, some
all right,
people got
up,
it.
Yeah. Coming up on the show, let me just read this to you, and you have to decide if it's jerk or justified, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They own a small business.
Yeah.
Now, some family members have been asking for something that he is denying them of. And what that is, I'll tell you all the details.
We'll put it in that judgment zone right there for Jerk or Justified.
Funny, friendly, and just the right amount of ridiculousness. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
And happy birthday to Teacher Tracy, by the way, from the Buzz fam. It was her birthday yesterday. 60th birthday. Big milestone.
Oh, she wanted you to say that.
Oh,
great! Congratulations.
Well, she's beautiful. Okay.
Yeah,
anyhow,
there you go. Walk it back.
Is that jerk or justified? No,
Sandra.
Saying a woman's age. Let's do a switcheroonie. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got this message from Instagram, and it says, "I'd like to put myself on trial, but want to be anonymous."
Okay.
You own a small business, but you don't give family members a discount. Jerk. Or justified?
818-2899. Okay, good morning, The Buzz. Who's this?
This is Becky, first-time caller.
Oh, hey!
First-time long time!
And you've been listening for a week?
Yay!
Listening a long time, Becky?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. You keep
for
us
many
employed.
Years, thank you.
You keep us employed.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday. And what do you call this? Is it jerk or justified? What do you think?
I am absolutely saying jerk.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
me
that
too.
If you are not going to pay for a regular price, that you are devaluing their business that they have worked so hard to build and grow. And then you're not going to stay in business very long if you keep handing out discounts all over the place.
So it's justified.
Oh, so you're saying justified.
It's justified not to give discounts.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, right.
I kind of caught in a little late this morning.
No, that's cool.
I was driving into work. So
I'm your brother, and I make widgets, and you want one. And it costs me, you know, $25 to make it.
You got to give immediate family a discount. You're going to charge mom and dad full price?
I have even gone so far as to get into an argument with my sister-in-law because she tried to help us out with her business, and I know they're struggling, and I went and made sure that they were paid full price for the service they did for us.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're struggling, hold on. If you're struggling, I get it. Then family would pay full price. But if you're kind of going along and life is great, you got to give your sister-in-law a discount. Yeah.
Where does it end, though?
No.
You give them an inch, they take a mile, right? Where does
immediate
it end?
Family. It ends at immediate family.
No, but it's always a money thing.
Right.
Money always comes up and ends up rolling down the road and turning into bigger issues down the road.
A friend once told me that you are a person.
Yeah.
And if you own a business, that is a totally separate entity. That business
Absolutely.
That you own is a totally separate person.
Yeah,
and,
but
I agree.
And that's how it works.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I agree. It's justified. Put me under justified, Sandy.
Okay, you're under justified, too.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Love you, Becky. Too. Thanks for calling in. Call again. Bye. Okay, bye. Happy Mother's Day. Hey, The Buzz. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Talon. How
hey,
are you?
What's good? What's up, Calvin?
Hey, man, you know, family's family, but business is business, brother.
I agree.
But by the same token, if those people were there to get you to where you are now, you know, it's just a deposit in the karma bank to help out your family. You know, so it depending on the type of discount they want, I mean, if they want like 50%, it's like, no, you want 10, 20%. I'm all for that, you know, because okay. they got you to where you are. And you should always remember where you came from.
Uh-huh.
So are you putting your tail under you're a jerk then, not to give any discount?
No.
Ah, but the way you said it, you have to give, if they right. helped you, if your family supports you, the least you can do to say thank you is give them a, everybody wants the friends and family discount.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your
question. Yeah, so it is justified to give a family discount.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha.
You should,
okay.
I mean, it's just,
you're confusing it.
You know, because believe me, somewhere down the line at a Christmas dinner, Easter, you know, whatever it is, that's going to come up.
Uh-huh.
And then as they say, that's when the fighting started.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Right. Thank you so much.
All right. That's a good one.
It's always good to throw a little karma there.
All right. Thanks, man. Thank you.
So just for anyone else who's calling in 818-289 or messaging us, it's to not give your family member a discount, jerk
right.
or justified. Got a little
not.
Confusing there. Yeah. Because this is what he's saying. I own a business and I don't give out discounts
right.
to anybody. Does that make me jerk or justified?
Okay. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. You know, my caller ID says Bob the Builder.
That's me, Bobby T, Bob the Builder.
Hey, I love your TV show.
I love
it too. Anyway, is it jerk or justified to not give a family discount?
Jerk. Definitely jerk.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
Business is business. Come on.
Hey, I have a small real estate business, and my daughter needed a place to go because she was financially strapped, and uh-huh. I gave her one of my houses to live in for uh-huh. free. Okay.
That's
and
quite
I got a well, you know, she's my daughter.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
They get everything.
Okay. All right. All right.
I had a cousin called me up and said, hey, I lost my job. I got two kids and, you know, we're not doing too well. I said, hey, I've got an apartment available. Why don't you come and stay here? How much is the rent? Well, for you, your family is free.
Oh, you are so nice. I love you.
And they haven't left since.
Yeah, no, they left about 6 months later. They even found another place. They got back on their feet. But
that's cool.
I mean, if you have a mooching family member who's always looking for a handout, okay, I get it. You don't want to give them too many discounts. But for overall family, they're special. They're not regular people. You can't clump them in the same category as the regular Joe Blow. You know what I mean?
Exactly. They may have not helped you financially in life, but they were there emotionally
yes.
throughout your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
And listen to you whine about this and that, about your bad grades, your acne, whatever was going on.
I love you. You know? All right, man. So you say that it's
more important.
It's jerk.
It's
yeah.
jerk. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Cold? You wouldn't feel cold, Scott. It's just so, oh, God.
It.
What's family then? You're so selfish.
Maybe it's the way you approach it. You know, it's like, you know, business is business. It costs me this to make it.
Don't give me any excuses. That's cold. That is so, I am so hurt. I would be devastatingly hurt if my sister said you have to pay full price. Chances are I would want to pay full price.
Well, that's another thing, right?
But if you don't give me that special, I mean, please, you work at Macy's, you get friends and family discount. Like some of these stores you work at, but your own real blood.
I don't know. And I feel if you're going to do that, you have to figure out some way to put that in one of your categories of your business, like marketing or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, that's fine. It doesn't have to be a big deal.
Where does that put us then?
Well, it's officially ruled by one vote. If you do not give discounts to your family and you own a business, you're officially a jerk.
The verdict is jerk.
Jerk.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
So again, for all you people with a small business, make sure you're handing out discounts, my friends.
Congratulations on your lack of profits.
Oh my God. It's okay. It's about family, not money.
No, it's about tariffs.
You're putting money in front of mom.
It's about tariffs. Sorry. Ugh. Small businesses can't afford this kind of stuff anymore.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spezzano and Sandy. And, you know, big talk is the Pope that was, what is the word for it?
First American Pope elected yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, first American Pope. They call him Father Rob, and he's from Chicago. And I thought this was a funny human side to like the holiest man in the Catholic Church. His brother, they got a hold of his brother and interviewed him and asked him, because he is from Chicago, who's he a fan of? The Chicago Cubs or the Chicago White Sox? And here's what he had to say. Listen to this.
He was always a Sox fan. Our mother was a Cubs fan. I don't know, maybe that clued in there. And our dad was a Cardinals fan. So I don't know where that all came from.
Isn't it weird? Like, he talks to God, but he's like, you know, he likes deep dish pizza. And they used to call him Father Rob.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Yeah, hi, Jill. Good morning. Welcome back. How are you? How was your trip to LA?
Good morning. Hey. Everything is great. LA was great. And I need your help.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay. So here is the task at hand. I am writing an article about career advice to college graduates.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
cool. A good idea, right?
Sure, yeah.
And so I went out, I did a really technical way of figuring this out. I sent a note out to all of my nieces, nephews, and faux nieces and nephews who were young. And I got a lot of advice. And like, I have to tell you, like, can I just give you a couple of them?
I'd love to hear them, yeah.
Graduation.
Yeah.
So this is from like the late 20s to early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great one. Do as many practice interviews with your career center as you can, especially tailored to each type of position you're interested in. I thought that was great.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
You know, a lot of people don't do that. Okay, here's another one. You'll love this one, Sandy. Your first job doesn't have to be your identity or dream job. Benefits are a big deal. Great health insurance and a 401k?
Yes!
Sounds great to me.
Snag it.
If you can find a pension job, snag
even,
it.
Better.
Even better. Correct.
Okay,
yeah,
so
good one.
This is from my nephew who said, my sister's son, your first years don't define your career. This is a long game. Mm. You can't have it all figured out yet. 10 years later, I still don't. And you're not behind. What matters more than early wins is how you observe, grow, how you build your story, and how you create good habits that scale with you over time. He sounds like a consultant, right?
Yeah.
Right.
How old is he?
He's 31.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
He's got it. He's got it down.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Now,
that's
here's
great.
One more, and then I need your help. So this is an older niece of ours, and she wrote, as someone who graduated in a bleak economic moment, 2009, with a lovely but broad area of concentration, I hope these notes can be useful. She says, graduate school is not always the best way to wait out a hard economic moment. I agree with that. I think that a lot of people go into grad school, it's like, maybe just go take a job. She says, be ready to take any job in your field that or any organization you admire. Just get your foot in the door and your resume started. And then she said, be ready to grind it out at a less than perfect first job for a year or two before you leave the company. The experience, even if it's a bad one, will be useful. What do you think, guys? What do you think of that?
Oh my God, those were so good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
all
good.
Bits and pieces of all that put together. This is great. I can't wait to see this whole article.
Yeah,
you know what I noticed, too, from a lot of people when we get young people, you know, helping out at the station, there is a lack of follow-up. And they're so in the rush to get to the finish line. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't even know what that is yet. They're not... They just quick want the end, right? They want that big paycheck.
What's our advice to them? Let's make this like advice, because it's funny. If two friends of mine who are, one's in their late 40s, one in their late 50s, keep saying like, seek out chances to talk to people and meet people who are you find interesting. But you're saying like, and don't forget to follow through and follow up, right?
It is amazing how many people we've helped that don't just give us a simple, and not that I'm I kind of, maybe I expected, I don't know if that sounds bad, but not a quick, hey, thank you for mm-hmm. making this connection.
Yeah.
Just a simple, hey, thank you, and showing gratitude for what people are doing along the way. Because everybody mm-hmm. that you interact with, especially in the career field, they're in some way helping you get to that next step, and you have to show your appreciation. Otherwise, nobody's going to help you anymore.
And that's part of your networking that you have
exactly,
to do,
right? Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is your network, and that's the thing that's so interesting. I feel the same way, Sandy. Like, sometimes I'll have, like, my friend's kid will ask me for something, and I'm literally left with, like, well, what happened?
Yeah.
I just introduce you to somebody.
Yeah.
And then I find out from the parent, like, oh, yeah, they spoke to so-and-so and so-and-so. I'm like, well, why didn't they circle back
right.
to keep yes, me in the,
that
in the know? Because
me.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I am not going to feel like I want to do something else when
yes.
we, you know, the next time you come around.
There's
right?
value. There's value in keeping in touch. And I think
yeah.
that
yeah.
I think because we're so isolated and have been since COVID, I think people are just like in their own lane and they're doing their thing and they're a little scared and they want to keep going forward and they want to be successful more than ever. And they forget about the nuances
they forget, yes.
that have to
yes.
happen
right.
in order to have that
right.
career.
Scotty, now you and I are in our the over 55 crowd.
Correct.
And so what do you think from our perspective, like the old folks, what do you think, like you're now in the later stages of your career, how do you kind of keep your own career fresh, and how do you what have you found over the past decade?
I found that that people in our age group don't really grasp the concept of more than one job or more than one career or more than one interest.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is my mom was a teacher from beginning to end. My dad was a banker from beginning to end. I'm on the radio from beginning to end. That's it. And I kind of feel like I could have expanded more if I did more than just one job.
So, like, basically be open to the experience. I found this wild stat that, like, essentially young people change jobs quite often.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really something else. In fact, it's something like, you know, like within 1 to 3 years. And, like, you'll have, used to be that you have, like, 1, 2, 3 jobs. But, well, you're going to probably have, you know, more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that from, like, the old person's perspective, you might, like, roll your eyes and be like, okay, boomer. But you know what? Embrace these people because they will make hiring decisions. So even if you think it's baloney, mm-hmm. the things that we actually care about, you should care about.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn a lot. I think that the other piece for me is that what I am clear for older people, especially people who are like bounced from their jobs when they're in their late 40s and 50s,
mm-hmm.
be open to learning something new. It is so hard. Our brains are like really reluctant to like, oh, I want to dive into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you a good example. You know, I don't want to be dealing with AI. I can't believe it. I don't know that. So you know what I did? I'm forcing myself. So
gotcha.
I have a new relationship that I want to disclose to everybody.
Yes.
It is with Claude.
Oh, yes.
An AI tool.
I love Claude.
And, and I'm trying to just force myself to use it more
so that I can
figure out, you know, what this thing is.
So, and it'll benefit you in the long run. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so. Anyway, thanks for helping me write my article. You guys are the best.
Jill, anything else? And anybody who wants to reach out to Jill and give her, you know, their 2 cents on it, how do we get to you?
Just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click contact us, and in the subject, just say career advice.
Yeah, yeah, and just go ahead and give yours. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah, career advice to young grads, and no matter what you're doing, whether you people have college degrees, not college degrees, just whatever advice, like what you've learned, it is so helpful to everyone else, and it's really helpful to us oldsters also to remind ourselves that, hey, we got to help these folks. They're going to help us.
Look for Jill on CBS, and we will thank you so much. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, no, I'm going to be in London next week. No, me yet.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah.
Have fun, babe. Bye. It's.
What movie was this from?
I don't know.
I'm holding up the honesty box, like the boom box.
Oh, yeah, when they played the Peter Gabriel song, right?
Yeah,
in
what
your
movie
eyes.
Was that?
I don't know, but it's time for Honesty Box.
Yay!
98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy.
So this is something that we just recently started.
Yep.
Not sure if I like this idea after last week's,
not
but whatever.
Really.
It's all good. It's all good.
No.
So on Thursdays, you know how we have the Buzz Fam. We invite you to come in the studio with us and we all hang out together. Before we let you leave, we have you write a submission to the honesty box.
Yes, and you do a positive, a negative, and then a really honest question. We need to honestly answer.
Yeah, so right? It's one thing you love about the show, one thing you hate about the show, and then a question that Scott and I are going to have to answer 100% complete.
All right, honest. Now you threw it at me last week. You were a little high. So if you throw it to me this time, don't go so high.
Oh, throw the box to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, oh, so all you right. want to go first?
I go first this time.
Okay, ready?
All right, here we go. Wow. Okay, got it. All right, so I'm just going to open up and pull one out, right?
Yeah, it's the honesty box on Spisano and Sandy.
You need a bigger box. You really do.
You said that last
you
week.
Really
you just
do.
Got big hands. I like the size of it.
I can't, no.
You got big hands.
Yeah, but my hands pull everything out at once, so.
Don't.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you.
So just read it?
Yeah.
You two are always happy.
Oh, that's one good thing. Okay. Throw it over.
All right. Here.
We're always happy. See?
Okay. She's going to pull one out now.
Fake happiness or not?
It should say you two always sound happy.
Yeah, right. That's what it is. Okay.
All right. What's it say?
Oh, I like how you two are goofy.
Oh, hey. Get out of here.
One thing I like about the show, goofy.
Are you sure it's like or hate?
Well, how about... Oh, yeah, that's a good point. It had a smiley face on it.
Yeah, right.
But, exactly. You know, last week when we did this, it was all negative.
Yes, it
this
was.
This week, I kind of like this.
Well, there's two negatives. Ow! There's two negatives that are gone out of there. Or three that are gone out of there.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, so...
Last one.
Last one is this end. Of the honesty box. Oh, here's a question. They want us to answer honestly. You ready?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
How can you both get pumped up every day? You go first.
You don't have a choice. Who's getting pumped
don't
up?
I don't have a choice.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, we hit the ball running, right? Or hit the ground running. I mean, right at, you know, just before 6 o'clock, we're like, bang, hey, how you doing? I'll be honest with you, it's fake, all right? You push yourself sometimes. Some mornings you're just not pumped. Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I am doing what James Whitaker told us to do, where he's like, start a very regimented, diligent morning routine, something tough. And then, you know, gratitude and plan out the three things you're going to get done.
Yeah.
So what's I do like a little.
What tough did you do today?
I do a little mini workout. Like today was legs.
Are you doing the same thing then?
I do arms, legs, or plank.
Uh-huh.
Depends on, I mean, I'm waking up earlier though, so it's like, ugh. But yeah, I guess, could you say that's what I do to pump myself up?
Yeah, you can say that.
Just seeing your face pumps me up.
Yeah.
It's all the pumping I need.
You know what pumps me up?
Oh boy, here we go. Insert something cheesy. What?
Adderall.
Oh, no, there we go.
Okay. That was been a subject lately. All right. It's Spisano and Sandy. Next Thursday, we'll have more live people in the studio. They'll put in the honesty box, and then we'll read it today.
There you go.
All right.
Okay, kick off the weekend is coming up.
On 98.9 The Buzz.
Shake it up and down low for that.
Wow, it's the weekend, and we're going to kick it off in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Wow, this snuck up really quick. I know it's Mother's Day, Sunday, and stuff, but it really
seemed... What are you doing? We didn't even talk about what you're doing for Mother's Day.
I have no idea.
What do you mean? You have no idea. What are you doing for your wife?
We're just going to be mellow, I think, because we got a funeral this weekend, and... I got the Lilac Festival Parade on Saturday, and it's just not going to be
enough time.
Celebratory.
Not enough time to treat your wife to something.
No, she did it last weekend with all of her girls, all the girls in the family.
Yeah, but you didn't... What, are you doing a craft, at least, with Ellie that she can give?
Yeah. Ellie and I got something little for her.
You or the teacher did the craft?
There might be... No,
it's
Ellie
a 3D
and I,
printed something,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's not, because she hates that stuff. No, we are making a... she's not. No, well, she might be listening. Anyway, no, we were making... We have the big pad of paper.
Yeah.
The big one, like this big. And we were making some drawings and paintings for her yesterday.
Aw, that's cool. Yeah. That's the best. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
The best gifts. in my eyes, and some people are like, ugh, I hate those homemade crafts because what do you do with them? Where do you put them? I loved those.
Okay, I have to say, this is kind of visual, but what happened was she wanted to give this gift to her mom that we found yesterday.
Ellie,
yes.
Your five-year-old.
My five-year-old wanted to give this to her mom.
Okay. What is it?
Let me hand it over. You gotta see this. It's on my phone.
I can't reach.
Here.
Hey, God.
All right, here. I'll meet you in the middle. Here.
Okay.
Take a look at that. She wanted to put that.
What? It's a bullfrog. Like a real one.
Yeah, we found a giant bullfrog yesterday. She did. She was so excited. She wanted to put, she's got an insect trap thing, but it looks like a little pink see-through camper. She wanted to put it in that and then give it to her mom for Mother's Day.
You should have totally let her do that. That would have been the best reaction from your wife.
Well, the bullfrog does live around the garage, so we see it all the
time. This is huge.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah,
the size of a chihuahua.
Yeah, it's pretty big, isn't it?
I have never seen a frog that big.
Get out of here, really?
No.
You don't live near woods. We're all woods and
humidity. Oh, my God, this is massive.
Yeah. Ellie was so good. It's the first time she's ever touched a frog or a toad. So she was like, this is so cool.
Oh, this poor thing is probably like, what are you doing to me? I just want to go.
Have you ever picked a frog up or a toad? You've never picked a toad up?
I'm not doing that.
You don't know about the whole when you pick them up, they pee on you?
Nope.
You know? Okay. All right. I told her, I said, don't pick her up. You'll pee on you.
Well, because it's scared.
Yeah, right. It's a defense mechanism.
Well, that's so sad.
Well, you pick anything up, it's scared. You're like a 75-foot-tall being that picks you up.
What are you doing picking it up?
I didn't ask her to pick it up. Shut up.
Oh, she did it on her own?
Yeah, she yelled, Dad! I'm like, I come running around the corner.
Oh, my God, Scott. Cool? I still think that would be hysterical if she did give this to Jill for Mother's
Day.
Challenge would be for Jill. Mm-hmm. To fake the positive reaction.
And Ellie likes to name everything.
So what's the name of it?
What do you want to name it, right?
She's so like you. She is totally your daughter.
And you know what she named it? Tony McToadface.
I was going to say it. I was going to say it before you said it.
It's so true. I'm like, I don't. I'm like, I guess so. Okay, well, Tony McToadface it is. And she will look for it when she gets off the bus this afternoon.
Oh, my God. Wait, this is hysterical. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Here's a toad.
Big one.
Sitting at the kitchen table.
The station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood. Have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it.
By the way,
still like, oh my God.
Mr. Tony McToadface is a utility around the house. Keeps the bugs down. He sits by the garage door and by the front door and zaps bugs.
Good for her for not being nervous or scared.
Oh no, she's,
or anything.
She's bold.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, happy Mother's Day to all of you.
And happy Lilac Festival to all. Meet me down at Lilac Festival Highland Drive there, right where it always is. The parade is on 10:30. Step off time. Should come around the corner right around 11 o'clock. So be there. It's going to be a great day for you.
Okay.
So in the meantime, let's do this. Time to kick
off
the Mother's Day
weekend.
Yay!
We love you.
Got a story Spezzano and Sandy need to hear?
Leave them a quick voice message right now.
Open the Odyssey app,
search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone.
Odyssey.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.